What's poppin' part two? Part two, people. We're back. Skins come up in a minute. And also the Toy Hall of Fame, which is sounds stupid, but it's really, there's a lot of serious discussion that needs to take place. For example, you know, is ball in the Toy Hall of Fame? Ball.
Ball?
Very controversial.
It is ball? Or am I?
I think ball is in the Hall of Fame.
Is,
I mean,
it is ball.
Is it so obvious that it doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame?
I love lamp. What?
Is it so obvious that it should just not even be discussed?
Yeah, but maybe because there are obviously games with ball.
But ball has its own life. I mean, yeah, you can play with just a ball too. I mean, and then should you get into super balls versus remember super balls that bounce so high?
Yes, so fun.
I love those.
What about rope? I mean, is rope in the?
I don't know. We need to talk about this.
Wow, rope.
I don't know if you guys heard about Jimmy Page's argument with his neighbor Robbie Williams, the guy from like the American Idol of UK.
Yeah,
it's really it's.
What
did
happened?
You hear about it?
I didn't hear about it.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll talk about it after we talk to Skin. It's really good.
Huh.
It's so silly. I'm just trying to imagine Jimmy Page in this argument over noise. Very funny.
Yeah, he kind of lost it.
And there's a number of other things to get into, but Mr. Skin is our first priority. We're a few minutes late. Did you call Skin yet? Oh, okay.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com, of course. MRSKIN.com. And there's a lot of free nudity if you're not a site member. You can get a nice sampling and decide what you want to do. If you want to just scam the free nudity forever.
He's got his podcast up there, too.
That's right. Yeah, I saw his podcast. It's showing up in the rankings.
Yeah.
Website looks really good.
Yeah. The new website?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's doing great. Donations are coming in. Yeah, I should mention... thank you very much. We'll talk a little bit more about that because I think the monthly option should be available. Ooh. Yeah, I saw Skin in there.
Skin!
We have a good week. Skin! How's it going, Skin?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Really good. It's been a fun week, you know, going over the 25 years, and we even had Zip in. You know, Zip was the partner of the first year before his troubles led him astray, but he was...
Yeah, that's God.
Yeah, it was something. He was great, though. I mean, it turned into a...
What's he doing now?
He's running a...
By the way, are we on the air?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay,
but that's
cool.
Okay. We've been talking about this stuff all week. He's got a studio in his basement, but he's running an ad agency, a small agency, so he's doing okay. He had a ball, though. He was great. It was really fun to talk to him.
Wow, that's cool, because, geez, he's got to look at things like... How did he look at... what were his regrets? Like, did he have any,
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's really funny. I have to say, I felt really bad that we hadn't talked in so long. And I remember at the time thinking, well, you know, he sort of made his own bed. He had some problems and, you know, whether he took care of him or not, you know, I don't know if I thought he should call me, but I didn't feel compelled to call him. But actually, after I thought about it, it was so nice to talk to him, and he's a really good guy, and we really had a roller coaster of three radio stations, you know, a lot of it which had nothing to do with us, except that just, you know, radio's a crazy business. I felt like, you know, I should have been gracious and called him, because we were having a great time, we were killing it, and I'm sure he was really pulling his hair out, wishing that he was part of it. I mean, I should have been the bigger man, damn it.
Yeah. Well, especially in like the 90s and late 90s or mid 90s when, like, you know, when radio was different and they were actually paying radio hosts, you know.
Oh yeah.
And you know, seeing the success you guys were having, that's got to be a tough thing.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, not only that.
Did you call him Pete Best or anything like that?
I've heard that used for Zip, which, you know. I'll tell you what's really bad, though. He and Bob Rivers were a team before Bob left, and Bob was going to go to KZAP with Zip, and Zip declined at the last minute, and Bob was upset, so Bob went alone, and then I took over Bob's job, so Zip had kind of...
Right.
It was part two, and it was going great, and then he sort of had it. He had some issues, and, you know, he really missed out on two pretty good runs.
Yeah, because Bob Rivers, if he's not in the Hall of Fame, will probably be in it at some point,
I think,
right?
He will, yeah. Well, you talked to Bob, don't you? Didn't you?
Well, you want to hear a little a trivia question. Other than my Chicago radio stations where I first went on the air in the, like, 97 or something. The Pete McMurray Show and the Steve Dahl Show, Harry Tynowitz, all those guys. The first show outside of Chicago I went on while I was working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange was Maddie in the Morning out of Boston. The second show I went on was Bob Rivers, because the producer from Maddie somehow knew Bob Rivers' producer, and I went on. Those are the first two outside of Chicago shows I went on. And then what happened, before I launched the website, the guy that I was partnering with on the website, when I had a team of three people, me and two guys, he came up with a pretty smart idea. He somehow found a directory of radio shows around the country, and he sent out a mass email back in like 1997 or 8, probably 98 if I had to guess. And you guys were one of the first that responded to it and to have me on the show when we did our mass email. So I was on your show before I even had my website.
That's what Mark said the other day. Yeah, that's what I thought. But you acquitted yourself so well. I mean, we thought, oh my God, this guy is gold, because you knew everything. I mean, you're still a savant, of course, for nudity, and that was always your calling card.
Yeah, but I remember when, because I would go on the radio for a good year and a half on shows, just as this guy that knew nude scenes, but I'd have to say, yeah, I'm going to have a website called MrSkin.com, and we just had like a placeholder there that said coming soon. And people, we'd get tons of traffic just to the coming soon page before the website launched. And then we ended up launching it on August 10th of 1999. So.
How much traffic, when you say a lot of traffic, how many people went to coming soon because of that, because of your radio appearances?
Well, I wouldn't be able to say, because I didn't have proper ways to track it at that time. But there was a way to do it. And I knew my guys, we could tell because of what we had to pay in server costs, because back then, if you got a lot of traffic or downloads, it could really bite you in the ass.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's the biggest, as a guy that's been in this business, the biggest change I've seen, like we have all these all this video content traffic, and the cost of it would shock you what we're able to get away with, you know, paying to host our stuff and all that. But back then, it was like, you know, when you used to have to call long distance after 7 at night for it to be cheaper? That's kind of how things were on the internet back in the day. It was one time someone hacked, in the first year of our website, some hackers posted a password. It said, hey, here's a free password to go into Mr. Skin. And we didn't notice for a day because we just, you know,
we
didn't know what we were doing. And it cost us a lot of money in downloads, because all these guys were going into our member section for free. Like today, it wouldn't have been a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
No, it would not be a big deal, I suppose. But yeah, at the time, I'm sure. How long did it take you? So you had three people working on getting this site up, and you must have been loading. I can't even imagine the number of clips you guys had to load.
Well, there were a lot of loads, both downloads and in my studio apartment while I was going through all this stuff. But I've said this before, but when this website started, I grabbed all the pics and clips from videos, because I had been collecting since the 80s. I've been taping all these movies on video VHS and sitting there storing them in boxes, and I had them stored. And I literally, before I launched the website, for a year spent long hours in my studio apartment going through these movies, grabbing the pics and clips, making collages, grabbing the clips, putting them into a database so they could be uploaded, and writing bios on the actresses, date of birth, all that kind of stuff. I had to input all of that stuff alone. It was a pretty crazy amount of work.
Wow.
You know, now, of course, I have 8 people in the content department, and we have 6 writers, and we have, you know. But then it was just me and a tech guy and a marketing guy, and that was it.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that had to be. And you were doing you still had your other job, right, the whole time?
Well, I did when I started, but then in March of 99, I quit the Merc. And then I literally holed up in my apartment in Chicago for 6 months, and I told the guys, that actually, and there were all these radio shows, and the people would write us emails. We had an email that you could, when you got to our website, it said contact us here. People were pissed that, where you keep talking about this website. Where is it? Where is it? And the reason is I didn't want to launch the website till I had 1,000 actresses chronicled, where I had all their nudity info and their, all their pictures and video clips, because I felt that I didn't want someone to come here and think that they could just look at it for 30 minutes and leave and be done. I wanted it to be like, oh my God, there's so much stuff here. I've got to become a subscriber to this website because I can't get through it all in one day,
Oh, that's
savvy. Yeah, 1,000. That's pretty. I mean, how many do you have now? You must have
28,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but think about all the TV shows and just all the content that's happened since 1999. You'd think there'd be more, but 1,000. I was getting all the stuff up till 1999. So really, there's been 27,000 since 1999.
Well, the timing was perfect too, because then TV exploded. And cable exploded to just have that much more, which meant more interest.
TV, I know I talked to you about it ad nauseum, but I you take this Westworld, for example.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I knew before Westworld started that there was going to be a lot of nudity on the show. Now, if you don't know what it's about, it's basically a futuristic...
amusement park.
A futuristic ranch, let's call it, where people could go... And they've created robots that are so lifelike that you can't tell the difference if they're humans or robots. And these guys go there and, maybe reenact what it was like to be in the Old West. But, of course, what does every guy want to do? Have
bang.
Sex with all these beautiful just women, bang. Menages, orgies, which they've had this year. But the one thing I didn't bank on is that these robots, or hosts as they call them, would have to continuously... go back into the lab to be worked on to get their brains rewired or get patched up because they were shot or strangled or whatever the hell happened. So you get these girls like Tandy Newton or Evan Rachel Woods, who are the stars of the show, either like sitting on a leather chair completely nude as Anthony Hopkins is working on them, or they got these lab technicians. Tandy Newton last week was completely naked laying on a table. And I know they're supposed to be robots or mannequins or whatever you want to call them, but the fact of the matter, it's a real actress just with her bush out and gorgeous, too. And it's just like, that's like that gratuitous nudity. It makes television so great. Like, only on, HBO would you get that kind of great nudity that is totally gratuitous.
By the way, little sidebar, and I know it's supposed to be in the Wild West, but if they're making androids, they're not going to put that big of a bush on the android. I'm sorry.
Well, if Drew or I were wrestling up some babes in the future, I think you would.
But if it was really supposed to be like the Wild West, then I think there'd be more hair on her than just the bush. So either zero or just
that
a lot.
True. That would be the Wild, Wild West.
Well, come on. They want some ratings, for crying out loud.
Then get rid of the bush.
That's an acceptable bush. It's not...
You were wondering big bloomers back then that you couldn't get the caged monkey coming out of the side.
How big is that bush? It actually is pretty big, isn't it? It's not like a giant pizza slice.
It's thick.
Yeah, it's thick. It's
way too thick for Mark, but yeah.
It's a thatch.
Yeah, but it's nice. But yeah, it's
Thatchy
like,
Newton.
Oh, good. You guys are looking at
we are.
Andy Newton.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, her fig Newtons aren't too bad either.
Yeah.
Hey, this
but
is.
Yeah, but it's just it's just been great. And at the beginning of this year, Westworld didn't exist. It's a new show that is taking over as Game of Thrones. Winds down next year. Then now we have Westworld. So it's just business is good. Let's put it that way. So.
I have to know this. I wanted to ask you earlier, but I know we're kind of in it, but I just cannot stand, what's her name, from Teen Mom, Farrah. Do people really want to see her? Is she all over the site? Does she get tons of hits?
Farrah Abraham?
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. I think back in, what was it, in 2013, when that tape first came out with James Dean, who, by the way, I become kind of buddies with James
Dean. Hey, all right. Cool.
Yeah, I just saw him a couple weeks ago at a at a premiere in L.A., and we do business with him. And
Will you ask him a question for me?
Yeah, what do you need?
We heard that Farrah dropped Sophia off at Vivid's daycare center in the Vivid building.
Her daughter.
The baby, while she recorded.
I could get that answer
please,
for you, man.
Please do. Because Vivid apparently does have a daycare.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And it was funny because I didn't know him at the time when this came out. And we actually, by the way, we have those clips at our website. Vivid did a deal with us for the celebrity sex tapes where they promoted it at our website, so we still have it. And guys had a fun life. He used to date Lindsay Lohan.
Yep.
Yeah. Any Lindsay Lohan stories?
You know what? I never got details of that from him, but I'm sure he would share. Like, he's not, you know, if there was something good, he'd tell me, but I never really picked his brain on that. I was so interested in the porn chicks and stuff. And he's an interesting dude. Like, I think he's dating a porn star right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, on Mr. Skin, you have your blog, and there's a picture. Trudy and I were looking at this in the break. There's a picture of Lindsay Lohan. I think you did the top 10 alliterative actresses. You know, Lindsay Lohan, and her nipple is like transparent. You can't see it on her boob. Look at this picture, Drew.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Meaning because she's so white?
Yeah, but the nipple's white, too. Like, you can't even see it. Or the areola, at least.
Well, it looks like maybe the lighting.
Oh, I see what we did. We did, like, Helen Hunt and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, the alliteration.
Yeah, that word was a little advanced for me, but yeah. I know what you're saying. Her areola looks like, it's almost like.
It's not.
She just looks like she just has the nip without the areola, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's weird. Ask James Dean about that.
I think she has stupendous breasts.
Oh,
I
mean, she does. She's phenomenal. Outstanding.
Yeah. Too bad they carry disease, I just assume.
Yeah. It's funny when you guys go to the, like, I didn't even know we had this up there. And when you bring this up, I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. That's the difference. Like, now I got a team they're churning this stuff out, awesome. And I didn't even know it was on the website. That's pretty neat.
She has a freckle body, too. She's like, every inch of her is freckled.
Some guys don't like the freckles.
I mean, I could live with it, but I'd rather they weren't there.
When you got 34 D's natural that are fantastic, right?
Yeah, she's got quite a
few. And we heard her vagina is orange and smells like diarrhea. Was that what Brandon Davis, is that how he described it?
Yes.
Who said that?
You never heard that before? Brandon Davis. Remember Brandon Davis? Day? There was Greasy Bear and Gummy Bear.
Oil Tycoons.
The Lindsay Lohan audio. I think we got it.
He was friends with Paris Hilton. And they were that's when Paris was fighting with the Lindsay Lohan.
Well, how strange to think that our audience has heard that about 10,000 times and Skin has never heard it.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, it was on TMZ and they're leaving a club and TMZ is trying to ask Paris about Lindsay. And so Brandon Davis just takes over and starts ripping her a new one and described her vagina as such.
Yeah, it's really. And Paris is laughing hysterically. Yeah. She thinks it's the funniest thing ever. Here we go.
Hey, you know, Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest, sweaty, orange anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it. She wants me to see it, but it shits out freckles. It's orange and it smells like diarrhea. So fuck off.
Oh my god.
He's not done.
And who would want to fuck her? Who?
What?
We don't care.
I know he's got more.
And she's got a fire props, and all you guys could really suck is your desperate. Guys, step aside, please. Guys, step aside. Watch your car. Watch your car there, buddy. On it. You dirty. All right? Guys,
so you can ask James Dean about that, too.
Yeah, well, I will get to the bottom of that. That's stuff I need to know.
You know, James Dean's funny. I was just going to say, Skin, I've never really heard you describe having a buddy in porn. Is he your best porn friend?
Yes.
He is.
Yes,
oh, cool.
For sure.
Cool. Okay.
Like, I'll have drinks with him and stuff, yeah. And I'll see him in, I'm going to be out at the AVN show in January. Definitely. There's. It's always fun, but he's one of the few people I know. Like I know everyone, but he's one of the few that I actually hang out with. You know,
are you going to be there at the show, like in the audience, like at an Emmy?
Sure.
show? Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever presented?
There's rumors I may be getting an award this year.
We'll see. Oh, really? Oh, how cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, who would be your second best porn friend, or is there a second best porn friend?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Who was the one that just got Trump, it was saying that Trump hit on her, the porn girl?
Oh.
Ashley
Dupree?
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Not Karen McDonald. She's the one that had an affair with me.
No.
Quiet paid her.
Playboy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She had a press conference, and she said she was really hot.
I'll think of her name in a second, but she, pissed me off that I don't remember her name. I'm not good with porn chicks like I am with a movie and television chicks. But anyway, I hosted a TV show, and she was the co-host with me about 5 years ago.
Was it really cool. Jessica Drake?
Yes, Jessica Drake.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, she's cool.
So
huh?
We had a nice, and by the way, she is gorgeous in person, man.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Boy, you are. I mean, I know the girl that you do the podcast with is really hot, too.
Andrea Lowell. Yeah. She's, I don't want to. When you said that, I was going to say her, but she's not really in porn. She's more of a Playboy girl, and she gets naked all the time, but she's not really a porn girl. She's been the co-host of my podcast. We've had 19 episodes in, and she could not be a cooler girl. She's awesome. Really great.
How's the podcast going?
I've gotten to meet some pretty incredible people doing this. So,
yeah.
Hey, before I forget, we were talking about television and things to look for. There's going to be a show that's going to be on HBO in January that's going to blow people's mind. It's called The Young Pope, and I sent Mark a picture. So I don't know if you guys could pull it up.
Are you talking about the double penetration picture?
At the bottom of the page.
Yeah,
the DP picture.
Yeah, they're promoting the crap out of this.
The DP picture? Double penetration?
The DP picture. Yeah, I want to say. So, basically, this show's going to be on HBO in January, and I guarantee you this is going to be so controversial. It's airing in Europe right now, so we've been grabbing it from our Skinternational division. But, as an example, by the way, Jude Law in this Young Pope plays the first American pope, and Diane Keaton's in it, so it's a legitimate, you know, real show. And like I said, it's going to air on HBO in January.
Wow.
We're going through, we've been taping it and putting it up on our website. So like last week, this Raina Therani, who is one of the most gorgeous girls I've ever seen, she's like East Indian looking, like, you know, kind of a, think of like an amazing Bollywood looking actress, but she was born in the U.S. She's from San Diego. So she gets in this, she has a menage with a cardinal and a priest.
That's that.
And not only that, they do a double penetration scene.
DP.
Now, a DP scene where I haven't seen. There was one time on the old Spartacus in 2011 where there was one that like was for 1 second and then the camera went away. This is like, it kind of lingers. Like, so in other words, she's on top of the I don't know if it's the cardinal or the priest, I can't tell, but she's on top of one where the other guy comes in from behind, and this is like, so you combine the religious element to it. Sorry about that. I got a siren out my door here.
No problem.
But this is going to blow people's minds and probably cause a lot of controversy because, you know, anytime you get religious figures doing sex scenes, it always causes some, you know, the static somewhere, so
could get a little ugly. But that's quite a shot there.
Yeah.
Can you reveal what kind of setup you have to watch shows that are in Europe before they get over here?
You know what? I'm not even sure how our guys got this, but because it's airing there, there's different ways they download it or they subscribe to different services. This is playing in I think
Italy?
It's called out there. Yeah. Like their version of HBO is like Sky or Canal or something out in France. So they're getting it in the UK or France.
I pronounce it
Canal. I'm not 100% sure. Believe me, I'm the last guy to ask technical questions. But all I know is they were able to get me a great double penetration scene for the website.
Great.
That's really the important thing.
Hey, that link that you sent me, the DP thing is on. Right above that is that shot of Kristen Stewart topless in Personal Shopper.
Yeah, well, that's a sneak peek for you guys because Personal Shopper won't even be in theaters until March of 2017, and it's a horror. It's like a kind of a ghost story that takes place in the fashion underworld of Paris. And my skin scout saw this at the Toronto Film Fest in September, and we knew she was going to be naked, but last week we were able to get some sneak peeks of her topless from the movie, and this is more for you guys just to check out. I'll be putting it at the website, wait till the movie actually comes out. But yeah, this is one of her nude scenes, and she's a really hot girl. I know some guys, she's not their cup of tea, but I think she's really hot, and she does a lot of good nude scenes.
I just like that she's wearing something comfortable and
and
realistic. Looks like she's wearing electrical tape all over her body.
Well, it's like a typical models that walk on a runway. It's something you wouldn't, you know.
What's your best movie for nudity?
I'd say On the Road would be the one. When I might have even told you when this came out, we might have had a good laugh over it. Remember the old book, Jack Kerouac book from the 50s?
On the Road? Well, On the Road.
They did a movie in 2012, and about an hour and 12 minutes in, Kristen Stewart is topless between two guys in a car on the road.
Oh, yeah.
And she's doing a little skiing. She's in the front seat of the car, and everyone's nude in the car, and she's doing a little skiing.
She's grabbing
you know
the poles.
I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's two poles. She's in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
And my. Yeah, I'm looking at that shot right
now. She's on the uneven bars.
Yeah, that's my favorite. She's done some other stuff, but I like the On the Road, and that's my favorite. I just love the skiing thing.
I love that
book. She's very efficient.
And Kristen Stewart, I was just watching her. You know, she's not nude in this movie, so you might have almost zero interest in it. But have you seen it? Have you seen Adventureland?
I haven't seen it, but I know about it.
That's really funny. It's really good movie. It's a kind of movie I think you'd really like.
He doesn't care.
You can't possibly have time for movies with no nudity, can you?
Well, it's hard, and that goes for television too. That's my biggest regret is like some of these shows I'm just backed up on because. You know, I see the nude scenes, and then I'm like, and sometimes it ruins things for me because if I can't get to it fast enough, I kind of know stuff before, you know, before I should because I have to know the nudity. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the real tough moments of my life, as you can imagine.
Well, when's the last time you busted somebody for missing a nude scene? I mean, does it ever happen?
We penalize someone. Yeah.
Dressed them down.
You missed the nip slip. And you have to, I got to say, our guys and girls are pretty good. And the other thing, too, is in the rare instance where we missed something or maybe didn't tape something because there's just no chance in hell that there would be anything,
right.
We'll get an email or someone will tip us off and we'll go back and get it. So in the end, we always get our nude scene, but... I'd say overall our team's pretty solid and not missing anything.
Hey, some shows that are on broadcast or some of the cable shows that don't show nudity, have they had slips? Like, has there ever been a Walking Dead nip slip or anything like that? Have you ever had anything?
I'm trying to think of a. I'm trying to think of a show that.
Or maybe Breaking Bad. Did Breaking Bad ever have a nip slip or something?
Not a nip slip, but Breaking Bad actually in the. In the pilot episode of this is a weird thing about Breaking Bad. In the pilot episode of Breaking Bad, there was a scene where this Linda Speciale, when Jesse was in the up in a
in a bedroom
where she started throwing everything out the window. They did like two versions. They did one where they showed her topless, and then they did another version where she had a. I think a bra on, and
oh, really?
It was weird when the one that aired, it was weird because there were two different versions. So we do have the nude scene, but it was kind of rare to see some nudity on Breaking Bad. It happened, but very rarely.
I'm looking at it now. Wow. I wonder if that's because it was the pilot and they're trying to sell it to, you know, HBO or something.
Yeah. I'm not sure why, but they did an A and a B version. I highly recommend you see the A version. So. Her name's Linda Speciale. Yeah.
Nice.
You know, what's really funny when I was talking about Adventureland, Jay's always bringing stuff up as we talk about it. So I see he's brought Adventureland up and there's four stars there and it's got one star and I'm going, that's a great movie. One star. I mean, I'm really getting angry.
Star cause nudity. No, nudity.
Yeah. It was your it was your rating system.
You know, one thing, you know, you talk about weird things we've found. you guys should search on our website. Remember the old Alan Ludden Password Plus from the 70s?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like a game show.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Hotsy Totsy, Deborah Lee Scott from Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yeah.
You remember, I don't know if you watched Welcome Back, Kotter,
but
hot girl on the show was Deborah Lee Scott, and she was a guest on Password Plus, okay?
Oh, man. Wow, I'm looking at it.
Check out what she did. It was the 70s, so she wasn't wearing a bra, except that her buttons were open. And she didn't realize that an extra button opened, so like her boobs just bouncing all over the place.
Wow.
And eventually, I think Alan Ludden kind of points it out to her, and she buttons it up. It's pretty wild.
How hot
and look
is
at the leisure
that?
Jacket.
That's
look at the leisure
sweet.
Coat, Alan.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Now, how did you find
she,
that? Like, or
she figures it out. She figures it out at the end. But yeah.
How did you get that, or how did that come about?
It's just one of those things. Someone tipped us off about it, and we went back and got it. And I love that stuff.
Me too.
It's almost better than a nude scene.
What else? Yeah. What are some other? Do you have any other examples of, nudity like that that you can think of off the top?
You don't
of your
want
head?
The Jack Tripper in Three's Company where his robe opened.
What?
That's
what?
Mr. Man, I think.
I didn't know that happened.
Mr. Man. Seriously?
Yeah. There's a. He was wearing a robe and
John Ritter
he was sitting down. Yeah,
no
yeah,
way.
He was sitting down, and I think you could see his junk in that. That was pretty funny.
That's really funny.
So that's getting massive hits on Mr. Man.
Clearly,
yeah, oh yeah.
Oh brother,
who's the most searched dude on Mr. Man?
That's a good question. It's usually
I love that you don't know right off the top of your head.
Yeah, thank
no,
you.
I mean, I wouldn't even know right now at Mr. Skin because it varies week to week. You almost have to check. But
I thought it would always be Scarlet.
Yeah, oh, but you could take a shot at it.
Yeah, I would say like a Nick Jonas or a Channing Tatum are always in the top five.
Jonas.
You know those guys,
Channing Tatum,
Nick Jonas. Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, don't start getting me to give you in-depth nudity reports on the dudes, so you're going to have to go to Mr. Man. So.
Well, this
there's a lot of schlongine at Mr. Man.
All right, yeah. So I'm looking at the top list for Mr. Skin. Who is Zulay Haneo? She's number two right now.
We were just talking about, that's funny you bring that up, because we were just talking about that at our website, and the answer is she's kind of a nobody, and she has a movie coming out, and she must have been on a talk show or something recently because she got a bunch of traffic and this week jumped to the second most searched of our 27 or 8,000 actresses, and she's a complete nobody. And I literally emailed one of our, one of the guys that works for us. I go, how is this girl second on our thing? Is something broke with our search? And they said, no, she's been on some talk. She was on Carson Daly and a bunch of other talk shows. She's got a movie coming out, and some blogger must have talked about it and pointed it to our website. So, hey, for 1 week, Zulay Haneo is the second most searched actress at our website.
Wow, that's hilarious. And number one, of course.
Yeah, like Scarlett Johansson's usually way
up
there.
She's third right now.
Aniston or
Rosamund Pike.
Girls like Evan Rachel Wood's on Westworld now, so she gets a ton of searches. So,
Rosamund,
yeah, it's the usual suspects, but then you get a Zulay Haneo, and the whole
no one knows
you
got to
check. You got to make sure that there's not a big issue at your business, you know.
Make sure it's not the publicist forcing Mr. Skin to move her up the list.
Yeah, who's minding the store over there?
You slip me a little dough, I'll put your girl at number two on our list.
a couple other names that are on there. Katie Mixon is number 40. She was the girl in Eastbound and Down, but
Eastbound and Down. That's how I know her. And
well, I hope that's,
people that
yeah.
think she did a nude scene on Eastbound and Down where she opened her bra for Danny McBride.
Whoa.
That was a total body double. It wasn't
But now she's on an ABC show and she's put on like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like that. Yeah, she's putting on some LBs. I don't like
that. What the hell happened? 60 pounds?
Yeah, she's big. And that's part of the plot. 60? Yeah.
It's a lot, but I don't know. 60 sounds
it's
like
bad.
A big number.
Okay.
Sitcom.
Still, I mean, she's a professional actress for Christ. Has some respect, my God.
Yeah. Hey, I dug her a lot on. I loved Eastbound and Down. I missed that show.
Oh, that was
great. Have you seen Vice Principal?
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
So good. Hey, who's the girl on there? Who's Snodgrass? What's the actress's name who played Mrs. Snodgrass?
Oh, the the blonde, old babe?
No, the blonde girl that...
his love interest.
Yeah. The teacher.
Danny McBride.
And vice principals. She's blonde.
Oh, wait a second.
I can't think of her real name.
She's not a principal, right?
No,
she's
not the principal.
A teacher. She was banging the history teacher, and he breaks up with her, and then she goes after Danny McBride.
Oh, Georgia King.
Georgia Snodgrass?
Georgia King.
No, Georgia King that plays Amanda Snodgrass.
Yeah, there you go. Now, what is she? Has she been in anything else?
No, you mean showing her Georgia peaches?
Of course.
Yeah. yeah, no, the answer is unfortunately no. And she didn't do anything on that show, which was a bad sign because there was nudity, but she didn't do any, which kind of sucked.
Yeah,
but,
she's beautiful.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia King.
What is it like being in Chicago as a White Sox fan and having to witness this whole Cubs phenomenon? It's got to be tough.
I got to say, this is an embarrassing thing, but when who was it that hit that two-run homer off of Chapman?
Rajay Davis, former Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Rajay Davis. The only two people in Chicago that were jumping up and down were me and my son.
Oh, man.
I know. It's bad. It's bad. I still say to this day, if somehow, some way the Cubs lost that game, Joe Maddon would have been, he would have had the worst winner of any manager in history.
Absolutely. What in the hell was he doing with Chapman in the previous game with a 5-run lead, wasting his arm?
And bunting with Baez and 2 strikes.
Yeah. There was a lot of decisions that were weird, like almost like he was trying to lose the game.
How did you, you know, aside from the Cubs being in it, what did you think it was a great series?
Oh, my God. With what was on the line, and it was a 7-game series? That was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I'm still pissed that Cleveland had 2 pitchers out of it. You know, if they had Salazar and Carrasco, it would have been a whole different series. But what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, up 3-1. I mean, that's just amazing. 2 series in the same year, you know, in basketball, in baseball, up 3-1 and letting that thing go. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it was an amazing series. And, I mean, and I hate when people say baseball's boring because how many people that watch that series think baseball's boring, you know?
You know, my only disappointment was too many stoppages for replay, and I'm seeing the same thing in football and college football. It's just you get these stretches of the game where it's just stopping. These guys, you know, you're 20 seconds into the break and you've seen the replay that tells you, oh, it is a catch or it isn't a catch, and they're looking at it for 5 more minutes. It makes me a little crazy, but
you think, do you really need 5 minutes to analyze that play where everyone saw it once and they know that whether the guy's safe or out, you know?
They just don't seem to care about the length of the game, and they've got to start caring. If, you know, even for football to be losing ratings, although I hear that since the election's over, everything's all fine and dandy.
I still contend, you know, I know football's the number one sport in the country. You take gambling and fantasy football away, how many people are watching, like, you know, the Chargers versus, like, you know, Cleveland on a Sunday night? I mean, seriously, how many people are watching?
No, there's some bad games. I mean, that's a real problem. When you're on that many nights, you just don't have the choice because, you know, there's just so many good games. But anyway, I did want to ask you about the Cubs. I knew that it had to be tough for you, Skin. I was thinking
But, I mean, for you and your family, that had to be kind of cool.
Yeah,
You have a Cubby family.
No doubt. No, it was really cool. Everybody was texting and having a ball with it. And even my sisters who aren't baseball fans, they were watching. And, I mean, so many friends. The people that I got in touch with during the series, it was really amazing. It was a lot of fun.
It was really a national event. It was crazy. And when you see, it blows my mind when you see the Cubs, when they're on the road, how many fans are in the stands. Now, the big question is, okay, now you've won it. You're not the lovable losers anymore. Now you're just going to be this corporation that gouges the hell out of your fans for the highest ticket prices, and
everyone's
there's
gonna
no
hate
parking
them.
And all the other crap. Is it as sweet and loving 5 years from now as it is today? That's the big question.
No,
I don't know, Skin. I got to tell you, I was a little. There was a time during the postseason where I was sort of like, I don't know how I'm going to feel if they win. Is it going to feel the same? And you know, right now it's all good, but it's a little weird. Because the bubble's been burst, the cherry's been, you know, however you want to put it. I don't know if the same feeling exists, other than the fact that Wrigley Field is still great. But if they jack the prices up, because they can do it. You know, Murphy's Bleachers was charging a $100 cover charge to get into a fucking bar.
Yep.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. And I guess they all were.
I always say this about it, is like, I get it if you're a rich dude, you know, you're a hedge fund guy and you go to a Cub game, great. But if you're a dad in the suburbs and you want to take two or three kids to the game, number one, there's nowhere to park. Number two, the Cubs field is, or the stands, it's like, it's tough to move around. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot to do other than to watch a game. As you know, with the Tigers or the White Sox, they have things for kids to do at the park.
Yeah.
And I always say, I always try to tell my friends, is like, I know you're a Cub fan, but take your kids to a soccer game. Plenty of room. There's plenty of room.
Forget that classic.
But more important, like, for kids, though, for kids, it's a much better experience than it is, you know, at a Cub game. But that doesn't, I mean,
forget the
why the Cubs draw so well. But if you have kids, it's a tough place to watch a game.
Yeah, why go to the historic Wrigley Field when you can head on down to Guaranteed Rate Park?
With the arrow pointing down.
It looks so bad.
Yeah, your kid can go up and take BP or throw and see how fast he can throw in the outfield, right?
No lines.
Hilarious. Hey, Skin Buddy, thanks for everything, you know, especially about everything over the last 16, 17 years,
well,
whatever it's been. It's been a blast.
Well, thank you guys. And it's so cool because, you know, I'll be in Detroit again. Every year I go to Detroit. My wife's from there, and I'm going to see you at the football game, and I go in every year for Thanksgiving. And you don't know how many people I run into in Detroit that know me from being on your show. And obviously, it's meant a lot in the history of the website. I always say California, number one membership, New York, number two, Michigan, number three. So I know a lot of it has to do with you guys. So.
We're still in the top five. I'm proud.
Yes.
That's great. Well, thanks again, Skin. It has been a blast. And I'll see you for the Lions game. Hopefully a meaningful Thanksgiving game for once.
Yeah, it actually is now. It's Vikings,
huge.
Right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. That's a big one.
No, it'll be great, definitely. I can't wait.
Okay.
Take care,
guys.
Thanks again, man.
See you, Skin.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. MrSkin.com.
Bye.
MrSkin.com. MrSkin. Yes.com. And a lot of freebies on there again. And if you join, you got it all. Or if you get somebody's password, oh, my God, are you in? God, I wonder how many people have used our password over the years. Because I know it's been given to multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
And you figure they gave it to multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Skin probably thinks we're the biggest creeps in the history of the site based on how many people have that password.
Yeah, that password's logged on 24 hours a day.
Hey, we do have some stuff we still have to cover and we have a little time. Did you see the two writers on the Verlander deal and who they voted for?
The two guys from Tampa didn't put in. I don't know who they voted for. I just know they left them off.
Bill Chastain voted for Porcello, Britton, Kluber, Sale, and Masahiro Tanaka.
Really?
Yeah.
The Yankee pitcher?
Yeah. 14-4, 199 innings, 165 strikeouts, 3.07. He didn't have one stat that was better than Verlander. 1.077 whip. And then Fred Goodall voted for Porcello, Kluber, J.A. Happ, Britton, and Aaron Sanchez. Aaron Sanchez, 192 innings, 160 Ks, 1.167 whip. He was 15-2, but...
Wow.
That's the only thing he had.
The Toronto, he's not a rookie, but the young Toronto.
Yeah, young pitcher. And then J.A. Happ, too, 20-4, 3.18. Three pitchers got votes who had less than 200 innings.
Wow. Have they talked to these guys? Like, have they backed up?
Yes.
What do they say? I forgot.
One of them said, I did the best I could. I turned my ballot in with 2 weeks left in the season. And in those two weeks.
That's not the best you could do then, idiot.
No, I know. It's completely moronic. In those 2 weeks, by the way, Verlander had two starts. He pitched 15 innings, gave up one run, and struck out 20. So, I mean, that obviously didn't help Verlander any.
Clearly just didn't think of him or forgot about him, right?
It's pathetic, though. I mean, Sale was 17-10, 3.34, had a higher whip, had a couple less strikeouts. Verlander led the league in strikeouts and innings
and
whip.
Yeah.
And he was just barely behind in ERA. There's just no excuse, in my opinion.
He should have won.
I could see maybe... voting for Kluber, maybe Porcello, but there's no way he's not in the top three or four.
I'd put
Britton
over Kluber, the reliever from Baltimore.
You know, Britton had a great year, but it's just so hard when you throw 60 innings versus 229 or whatever.
They're all high pressure, though. It's just a different. It's almost a different position.
Yeah, I agree. There ought to be. Well, there is the Rolaves Relief Award or whatever.
Exactly.
Do they still sponsor Rolaids?
I don't know. You know, I'm not sure about that. They do pick a top reliever.
I tell you, whoever spent the money on that, they get a lot of added value. A lot of service after it wore off.
After the sale, no doubt.
The first tweet that I looked at this morning when I woke up was yours about Kate Upton.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man, hashtag boner.
I thought her tweet was really hot.
Really?
The fact that she said, you know, no one's supposed to fuck Justin but me or whatever.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one who could fuck Justin.
That was, what a great, I mean, it's a great quote. It's, to me, I said it should be in the Stand By Your Man Hall of Fame.
Ah, okay.
And
what about the one where she had incorrect grammar?
Well, that was unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Does it matter?
No, I guess not.
Some people. You know. That's really stupid. Anytime somebody who's in the public eye misspells or, you know, uses improper grammar in a tweet,
well,
that's
remember,
really bad.
She's calling the person an idiot in that tweet, too.
But she's Kate Upton.
You are contracted. You can't. You care
about that?
That's, English, motherfucker!
That's relevant?
I care she's calling someone an idiot.
Yeah, it just was in the context
was
bad.
Not in Mensa.
No, she's not. It's just her first tweet was so good. I don't know why she even bothered the second one. She said it all the first time.
If she wrote, you're going to get a boner, and wrote and had it wrong there, and then was a picture of herself, then I wouldn't care.
Like, you know what I mean? It's idiotic.
It's all context.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I get that.
You're going to get a boner. Here's a picture of me.
Oh, the AL MVP?
Oh, they announced it?
Yes, they did.
Who?
Do we have an NL MVP, Joe?
Well, it's going to be Bryant, so who cares? It's going to be Chris Bryant.
It's got to be Bryant.
Yeah. Is it Trout?
It's Trout.
Yeah. I'm not terribly surprised. That's good.
Whatever. No surprise there.
No. It was closer. I'm sure it was a close vote, though, right?
I don't know. Was it close, Joe? Who number two was?
Who does number two work for?
Also, some breaking news. Corey Feldman is engaged.
Oh, really?
Yes, to one of the angels.
Oh, angels, yes. Good for him.
Courtney Ann.
Good.
And the reason
the
they got...
The one he dressed down?
Yeah. The reason they got engaged.
That's probably how he proposed.
What a terrible, terrible song. It's so bad. Oh, is he awful. I can't believe he's on the Today Show. Anyway.
Twice.
She's Canadian. Twice? Yeah. She's Canadian, and they fear that Trump would deport her, so he married her.
Are you kidding me?
That's what they said.
Oh, my God. He's such an idiot.
I don't even think she's committed a crime.
those deportation forces. Is he implying that she's here illegally?
That implies it to me.
Well, whatever.
That's what I was looking for information on, whether she was up on some kind of charge.
I gotta tell you, she's definitely doing a job an American won't do, and that's being in Corey's stupid band.
Yeah.
Crystal, absolutely. Corey, I'm wanting to believe that this is a joke. You gotta be joking, right? This isn't real. Like, no human being on this earth.
This is a message for the girl who didn't show up at the Today Show.
From the guy who was complaining about being bullied.
Fucked up in the head enough to fuck friends over like this at the last minute. Like, you know that I spent real money, and you know that I'm struggling, and you know how hard it has been to get to this point. And like, no person would do this to another group of people that they call friends unless you're like a soulless, careless, like inhumane fucking piece of shit. So I really hope, for all fucking practical purposes, that this is a fucking elaborate joke, and that you're gonna call and say that this was all a joke, or you were just playing, or something. Because if I don't fucking hear from you, girl, your name is fucking Mud. Ooh. Let me tell you, don't even bother coming back to LA, because you'll never get another gig in that fucking town. Ever. Like, I will fucking make sure everybody knows what a piece of shit you are. Kitty, cool, Keith.
Wow.
I love it. This guy just called me on. Do you know what a piece of shit this girl is? Just want you to know what a piece of shit she is. That's all. Mariah Carey in the news also. Mariah Carey is demanding that Nick Cannon pay $5,000 a month into the Twins Trust Fund. She will pay nothing.
Why?
Who takes? I don't know. Her idea of what's fair in terms of splitting the bills and who pays for what is almost incredible. She's close to being a billionaire. She's a 500 millionaire. And yet... she wants $50 million from James Packer. They They were engaged. She got the $10 million ring, which she decided she would have the 10. She decided to keep that. And then she wants a mansion. She wants her move taken care of. She wants her tour paid for, the show she didn't go on because she was so hurt by their breakup.
And they're not married.
No, they're not married.
So there's no condition why he would do these things.
Absolutely not.
She just expects it.
She refused to leave his house, too, which he'd lived in for a number of years. She moved into his house. They were going to get engaged. They got engaged. They were going to get married. And then when she left the yacht because they got in a fight, she went to the mansion. He thought she was just gone. He thought, oh, I'm just going to go home and have my old house again. She was in the house and wouldn't leave.
It was a squatter. She's a squatter.
Yeah, she's a squatter. I think she finally did leave, though. But now everything you see about her is her being out with the backup dancer that she made him jealous with once in the past.
Of course.
Yeah, so... She is really, what a piece of work she is. What a bitch. Not that I'm surprised, really.
No.
I don't know, just the money thing is disgusting. And we all know somebody who never pays their share for whatever it is, but this is ridiculous. I mean, somebody's had 15 or 16 number one hits and makes the kind of money she makes, and yet she's trying to get over on Nick Cannon and a guy she was never married to.
Maybe he should have known better, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
She just seemed like trouble.
Mark, we were talking about the Toy Hall of Fame, which seems like such a silly subject, but actually it's pretty funny once you get into it. I mean, we never got into it on the podcast, but it seems to me it's worth it.
Yeah, they had new inductees to the Toy Hall of Fame.
Is it like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where you get nominated?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, really?
Nominated a bunch, and then they narrow it down.
So this year, Little People, which I love, Little People.
Just the little Fisher Price
little
people.
Fisher Price. Char has some of the classic old ones. I play with them all the time.
Yeah, the new ones are not that cool.
The new ones suck. They're these big clunky plastic ones, so your kids can't swallow them. There's no danger involved. They're huge, Drew. They look like fat little people as opposed to the cool little people.
So they've ruined the cuteness of the little people by making them unswallowable.
Make them safe. Yeah, they're ridiculously stupid.
Well, is it worth it to keep every kid alive if they don't have any fun with the toy?
I don't think so.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Isn't it part of natural selection?
It is.
When a three-year-old doesn't realize that, you know, you don't swallow something like that?
Something that's that awkward to swallow, yeah.
Of course. So.
People simply do not belong.
My brother had the barn, and I loved
it. Oh, everyone had the barn.
The flipping barn. It was so cool.
The barn? What's the barn? I never had the barn.
You'd open the door, and you go,
yeah, and it moos.
And it had the little loft. You could put the people in the little loft.
Little animals.
Oh, okay. It's for little people.
Yeah, they're like Fisher Price.
I had the castle. And might have bought one on eBay when Char was born so I could play with it again.
Right.
So I have the castle. I play with it all the time.
So little people are nominated for
they're in.
They're in. Okay.
They're in.
Just the little people, though. Not any of the other things.
What is nominated?
Dungeons and Dragons is in. Little People's in. I think those are the only.
Swing set.
Oh, that's right. The swing.
Swing.
Yeah.
Swing.
Swing?
Yeah, like ball.
Is that a toy?
Swing.
I don't consider that a toy.
I would vote no. I would say no, not a toy.
Well, I was pissed off because things that were left out were Care Bears.
Oh. No, Care Bears are
my Halloween costume. Rock'em Sock'em Robots were left out again. Drew.
Left out?
Yeah.
Snubbed?
Snubbed again.
That is such an iconic game fun, too.
Even worse, my favorite toys to get Transformers. Transformers.
Transformers?
Yeah.
What? Who's voting on this stuff?
I don't know. Dorks that like to swing. Want to go outside and play for some reason.
Ridiculous.
Nerf foam balls, they were let out. Foam ball, you know, Nerf, like a Nerf football or a Nerf basketball.
Really?
They're not in the Hall of Fame?
No, they totally should be.
Were they nominated?
Yeah, these are ones that were nominated that didn't make it this year.
Oh, okay.
Clue was another one, which Clue is such an overrated board game.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Uno, pinball, coloring books.
What? That's not a toy.
And bubble wrap. Bubble wrap's not a toy.
It's a packing material.
Yeah. So I'm glad those ones didn't make it. But then we were looking back on ones that were in. This is before
previous
the show
toys.
Yesterday. Yeah. You know, like which ones made it? The first inductees, and it's like Barbie, crayons made it.
Crayons.
Frisbee, Legos, those all made it. And then we were kind of pissed that Etch-A-Sketch made it.
Why, though?
First ballot.
Etch-A-Sketch? I kind of like Etch-A-Sketch.
I thought the only thing with Etch-A-Sketch sketch was when you completely obliterated the whole screen so you could see the device working down below.
Yeah,
I never.
It was fascinating.
Some people could do amazing artwork with an Etch-A-Sketch. Yeah. I never could. I couldn't. It was just a square, a rectangle, or a big rectangle, or a big square.
Who did a portrait of John Lennon on the Etch-A-Sketch?
How do you do that?
And it's now very faint because we've had to move it a couple
of
times.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Stupid toy.
I know.
The Erector set was a first ballot nominee or inductee.
No,
it
was not a fan.
The Erector set sucks.
It was a pain in the butt.
Yeah, and it hurt. Yeah. You cut by it. Lincoln Logs marbles. There's a bunch of other
Lincoln ones. Lincoln Logs also overrated, in my opinion.
Yeah, because all you can build are like two things with them.
Now, did you guys play marbles?
No.
Oh, Jay just found the nomination site, Mark.
Really?
Nominate a toy?
Yeah. Oh. Well, nominate Transformers again. Right. Don't you dare put
Jay's all over it.
Don't you dare put GoBots on there. But there were things. Like blanket. Blanket is in the Hall of Fame.
A blanket's not a toy.
No, a toy is something made to be played with, right?
Absolutely.
Why
come
they
on.
Make blankets.
What do they mean blanket?
A blanket to make like a fort.
A tent?
Which, by the way, I made a sweet fort the other day. Awesome.
Did Charlotte like it?
I think she liked it too, but I liked it. I thought it was pretty fun.
Sounds like you got off on it more than Charlotte.
She has a little table and you had to crawl under the table to get in.
Aww.
And then, I farted in it and left.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God.
The first time.
You owed her that one.
I forgot I did owe her. 2001, Solid Year, Silly Putty and Tonka Trucks.
Oh, nice.
Love Tonka Trucks. Yeah. 2002, Jigsaw Puzzle and Raggedy Ann.
Jigsaw puzzles are... That's for when you're, like, at the end of the world, when there's no power or anything.
Yeah, or you're just end of your life, and you're old, and you sit around an old person's home all day.
Yeah.
I have some breaking news, by the way, when we wrap up the toy hall.
Oh, go ahead. We can wrap it up. You seem bored by it.
I'm not bored by it. I was psyched to bring it up, actually. I'm just appalled when people call something like a blanket a toy. Who are the people talking about? I mean, they're stupid.
Blanket was in the same year as Hot Wheels, which I love Hot Wheels.
I like Hot Wheels, too. Plank? I just wish they were motorized.
Plane? Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you can only do so much when they stop.
Right.
You know what I loved?
Fire them.
Did you ever have the tracks where you had the guns? And you could tell they had the thing that stuck to the track and you could race. Oh, God, we have fun with that.
The loop-de-loop?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We played those for hours.
Is that a different car, or were those were regular Hot Wheels cars? Or did they have
to be
lighter?
No, it was a different. It was, they weren't Hot Wheels. But a friend of mine, Kurt Getcho, actually. I can even name Kurt. His garage was completely taken over by this giant track.
Awesome.
Oh,
and the problem was when your car was far away from you and you went off the track, then you'd go all the way over there to put it back on the track. Big problem. And then we started having road crews, I think.
What's this dude's name? I want to go to his house and play right now.
I would play. I swear to God, I'd join you. If you lived near here, I would. He's probably still up.
2005, the cardboard box was inducted.
I remember that. That was controversial because everybody was saying the very same thing as blanket.
It's not a toy.
It's not a toy. For a cat.
Why do we have to tell them? They're the fucking Hall of Fame. Your nomination's been received, Mark.
Oh, cool. Let's see. Where was another good one?
Nintendo?
Yeah, Nintendo, the Game Boy. It was the same year as The Ball.
You know what?
The Ball.
You know what Joey got? It was
The Ball.
PS4.
Oh, he did?
Virtual reality.
PlayStation 4 virtual reality? Really?
Oh, my God, that kicks ass.
Little kids weren't supposed to do VR.
I know. Under 12. I know. That is so incredible.
When did he get it?
Just last week. Yeah. It just came out.
Oh, okay.
And you're literally in a whole different world.
That's pretty sweet.
I got motion sick from trying
to
play.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
It's a game where you're supposed to jump and you have a grappling hook.
Oh, wow. I think it's great that you play with your kids. So that's really nice.
You should get a cardboard box out.
I was shit at that game, but then I could play this. There was another game, this little robot game that was pretty good. It was like Mario.
Did he download any VR porn?
No. I hadn't even thought of that.
He's not old enough for porn. Come on.
That's true. It just came out, though. I don't think they have any porn yet. But he did say that they were going to have a Google Earth connection so that you can
go anywhere,
go inside of your VR unit and be in someone's neighborhood because they've mapped it all.
How creepy.
And they can't see you. It's like being invisible.
Right.
Now they need a microphone attached to that so you can yell at people. And I know who, just who I'd yell at, too. Joey got the phone number for, we're hoping this is the woman who kicked her kid out of the house for mock voting for Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the kid was bawling his eyes out. So we played the video the other day.
It was sad.
It was really sad. And you know what? It sounds like, I thought maybe it was a setup. It was real. The mother recorded it herself.
So is he still living with a white family that voted for Trump?
I don't know. I think he's still living on the sidewalk.
Oh, okay.
With his overnight suitcase. And the other little boy, the brother, was crying too, going, that's my brother.
That's horrible. That'll stick with them for life.
Was he one of the people that went in and out of Trump Tower this week? Is he up for a cabinet spot now? I can see Trump having him to come to Trump Tower because, after all, Mayweather was there. Floyd Mayweather.
Was?
Yeah, in the middle of the transition. It's just
stop by to say hi.
What job is he going to get in the administration?
I don't know. An infamous wife beater. Infamous wife beater.
This little kid, though, this mom actually posted this on her Facebook site thinking that this was some sort of,
some important message for all of us.
Appropriate discipline.
No, it's incredible because I've been appalled at the adults who are, Jay, you can bring up the audio for that. I've been appalled with the way adults are acting, taunting people that you voted for Trump, that he's in and you're glad.
You can get your and get out.
Oh, nice.
The suitcase is packed by the door. Yeah, been packed since this morning.
Look here with the diapers by the door.
Bye.
The other kid.
Matter of fact, beat it. Get your sign so when the people see you outside,
he's in
they know
disbelief.
Why you're standing out there. Here you go.
I don't get it. How does this break my heart and she can just keep doing this? I mean, she carries this thing on and on and on.
I know.
Everyone, come out here. Let's go.
My
come
God.
On. Take the sign. Bye. Let's go.
Oh, and yeah, he has to hold a sign.
Yeah, I voted for Trump.
Humiliate himself, yeah.
I'm going to show you. Come on. Okay. Okay.
That's what I want him to leave when he yells that.
Right.
Okay.
Get your suitcase.
No.
Edward, get your suitcase and get out.
She's terrorizing this kid.
Go.
No.
We don't do Donald Trump here. Get your suitcase.
How can she do this? I mean, to think that there are people raising kids like this is just so disturbing.
Then she goes out and shoots him by.
Lover. You got school tomorrow. You should have thought about that. Bye.
Aww.
This is where you're going to be at from now on.
He's got his suitcase. He's pulling it behind him.
Why did you vote for him at school? Why did you vote for him at school? Because you see him on TV a lot. Boy, bye. Anyways, you see him on TV. Well, I hope you find another TV to see him on because this is going to be your new home. You can't come back here. Bye.
Bye, Mama.
No.
The little brother's getting bummed out now.
Bye. He's trying to reason with her.
Okay, the mom lives with her mother. Now, isn't it amazing that the grandmother didn't step in and say, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. A Trump-free household. She agreed with it.
And
it's Trump's America.
And I think her brother... The woman that kicked the kid out, I think her brother lives there too, so apparently they don't move out ever.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a badass to her kid.
Her mother should have made her pack her bags and take her stupid rolly suitcase out to the sidewalk. And there she lives.
Yeah, should have kicked her out too.
Yeah.
Being a shitty mom. This is interesting. This is really germane to the story. What was in the story? The kid that was bummed out is not from the same father as the child that was kicked out of the house.
Just
if you're interested in that kind of information,
just one more hardship.
Yeah, I don't know why that's really news or part of the news, but it was in the story, so I'm just passing it along.
Possibly explains her bitterness toward her children.
Oh, could be. Yeah, I mean, she's living with her mom, so obviously those two baby daddies aren't doing their job. Yeah,
that's why she's such a bitch to her kids.
I don't understand why.
Their fault.
Why are there so many women who get no help from these baby daddies, and these guys just go on with their lives, just dropping their seed everywhere, just having kids all over the planet, and nobody does anything about it. I mean, they're not, it's like, wouldn't you think these guys would be in jail for a while?
They're not enough social workers.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish somebody, and I've heard of people saying, I'm going to track down on the beat. Does anyone really do anything about this problem? Yeah. It doesn't seem like
didn't
it.
Didn't Mike Cox make a lot of headway with that?
He tried. Yeah. I know he tried. I'm looking for the story. There's some other stuff in the story.
I talked to Mike Cox not so long ago.
Really? What's he doing?
He's
Laura still works.
In law.
She's on the,
and
he's in law.
Well, he's a lawyer.
It just sounds funny.
He's probably making himself a lot of money now for a change.
Yeah, he was representing some situation or some cause, and so we called him up. He was cool. He was very cool.
Mike's always been great.
By the way, you know I see the Streisand photo in front of you.
Yeah, I know. We got to call him. Robert Streisand took a very sexy picture. Oh, he is?
Yeah, he tweeted about it
recently.
He tweeted. Should we call him?
Yes. His tweet was "Hoochie Mama."
Wait, that's her?
Hoochie Mama.
Oh, Trudy, you sound into her.
No, but that's her now.
Well, with the lighting and the
photoshopping,
and the other work, yeah.
Some other human's pair of legs. No way.
Okay, here's the story about the mom. We have the phone number for the house where you want to dial them up, Jay.
Are you going to ask for the little boy? See if he's home.
He's not home.
We'll ask for.
He's not home.
Name.
Change his vote.
Her name is Gloria.
It's voter suppression.
Mom. Gloria. Yeah, it is voter suppression.
Her name is G L O
R I A
R I. Oh. Gloria. Gloria. That Gloria was not nearly the bitch. This Gloria is.
Hello?
Is this Ashley or Gloria?
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. And whoever this Ashley is, can you tell her friends to stop calling this number?
What? Tell who?
Huh?
Who should I tell?
Ashley?
Huh?
Her friends.
We just got disconnected. Jay?
Oh. Joe, what's the story behind that?
Bye-bye.
So it was her.
So who's Ashley then?
That's the actual chick. Gloria is the mom.
Oh, the grandma's Gloria?
Yeah, the mom is Gloria. But it's listed under Ashley?
Ashley and her brother Timothy.
Wait, so Ashley's the grandma?
Okay, this is the house then. I think whoever answered the phone is uninformed about who's living in the house, obviously.
Wow. Wait. So Gloria is the mom. She's the one that videotaped it and kicked her out.
Yeah.
So who the hell is Ashley?
Her mom.
Oh, okay.
She lives with her mom and her brother, Timothy.
I would assume the grandma name is like Gloria and the daughter would be Ashley. I don't know why.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were disconnected. We were just trying to get, I missed what you said, and we were trying to get a hold of Ashley, and I don't know what happened. It's crazy.
I'm sorry. Y'all have the wrong number, and if you know any of Ashley's friends, please have them stop calling me. I've had multiple people calling me.
Why?
Why would I know Ashley's friends? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're calling looking for her, so I'm just trying to get the message out to please stop calling my number.
Well, Ashley is the woman, her daughter's the one that kicked her 8-year-old out of the house for voting for Donald Trump in a mock election at school.
Crying kid? Yeah, I've seen the video, but, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I just got this number.
Yeah, you're listed with the number that she used to have. That's why you're getting all the calls.
Okay, I'm going to have to find a way to get that changed because I've had a lot of people calling me.
Yeah, no, they're upset about the story, and, you know, I think they're trying to get the kid reinstated in the house.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's going on. Yeah, you might need to change your number. This is. Were you upset at the video, by the way?
I really have to go.
Did you think a child should be kicked out for voting for Trump, apparently?
Huh. You got disconnected.
Disconnected again.
I really have to go is not a goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Seems like she didn't want to answer that question if she was upset about the video. Most people would say
Maybe it's her.
There was a kid crying in the background.
Pretty strange. Oh, yeah, she got brats crying in her house, too.
I could tell by that cry they voted for Trump, too.
Yeah, they're probably in timeout.
Time
voting out. For Trump.
We're still in timeout.
Charlotte
put me in timeout today.
Really? What'd you get a timeout for?
I was being bad, apparently.
Any other numbers, Joe? We had one from the other day, didn't we? What about the guy that was that Springsteen had the drink with? Remember that guy was going to call us back?
You mean
liar?
Brewski?
Yes, the Brewski.
The Brewski.
Liar?
The guy's the motorcyclist who rescued him?
Yeah.
We talked to someone at the house the other day.
Really?
Do you still have that number, Jay?
Yep.
Did they really not know it was Bruce Springsteen when they pulled over?
They're like best friends now. I don't know if you knew that. They go out to the bar all the time.
Really?
For Brewskis.
Oh, Brewskis.
Wow.
Said Drew.
Yes, it's true.
It's true.
Dan? By the way.
Sick of him, by the way.
You have to ride on the back of somebody's motorcycle?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You rode bitch.
Actually, the boss, because he's the boss, he insisted on driving the guy's motorcycle when they went to the bar. So the guy who owned the motorcycle had to ride behind Bruce.
It was embarrassing.
What nice having a piece of shit bike, Brewski.
I thought the guy that answered the phone might have been...
I think it was his kid.
Boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Because he was... Everything was a little weird, wasn't it? It was clearly the right number. He wasn't there. He didn't say, you know, I'm his son or something.
Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging service.
Oh, come on.
To enter your mailbox, press star. Otherwise, please redial the number you are calling.
What kind of voicemail is that? Just put Brewski on the phone.
Exactly.
To enter your mailbox, put me on the phone. Press star. Otherwise.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Brewski.
This guy's trying to avoid us. It's a deal. Just come out. Nobody will care.
Come out.
He hasn't been home. Bruce just keeps him out all night. They're best friends now. They're besties.
Oh, they're hanging. They're at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Probably. I guess the only thing left to do is we should call Maz about the Streisand picture. God. Find out how much pleasure it's brought him so far.
Gross. How many times it's brought him pleasure?
He may have. I think he's pounded off to it already.
Oh, easily.
He's nuts about Streisand. He thinks she's the hottest.
At least once.
I heard. It's hard to.
What
do you
have about Joe?
Maz pounding it. I got news for you. He does. All guys do.
Yeah. Look, why shouldn't he?
Well, like I said the other day, just anytime you see a couple, think about how they do it all the time.
Yeah, that's weird.
No matter how they look or where they're at, those people are doing it. It's their couple.
It's an uncomfortable message. Jesus.
Hello.
Maz.
Hey, Drew.
Sorry we couldn't get you in the podcast this week, but Wednesday was our only day this week and you couldn't work Wednesday. But, you know, next week will be different.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Cool. Anyway,
what are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing the podcast and there was something we had to call you about.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is yet?
Let's see. It's Thursday, 18th of November. let's see.
That's bullshit.
It's got to be something.
Tom, you know. Just say it.
It's got to be something.
That's, what do I know?
That sexy Barbara Streisand cover on W Magazine?
Oh, yes. I just commented on that. Someone sent it to me on Twitter.
Oh, you just saw it?
You just saw it now?
I just saw it.
Oh, so you has not had time to pound off to it.
Someone already, he's pretty sexy in this one. You have to take a look at it.
Gross.
I think there's got to be some airbrushing or something going on there, man.
No way. That's all bad.
Or lighting. She looks like she's 29.
Well, you know what? That's the way she feels, you know? The way she makes everyone else feel, too, when they listen to her.
Is there any room in your pants? Have you been able to stand up?
I always have room in my pants, unfortunately.
Have you made an appointment for private time yet?
Not yet, but tomorrow morning is looking strong.
Tomorrow morning? You're not going to last till tomorrow morning.
All right, maybe tomorrow.
You're either going to stay up later than everybody in the house, or you're going to go to the bathroom for 30 minutes.
There you go. That's just what I need.
Tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Is morning the best opportunity in your house?
Oh, absolutely.
Why is that? Because everybody's at school.
Everyone's gone.
School and everything. You know, I'm pretty much free.
You're alone.
So now we know it's on Tom's schedule.
I'm pretty much free. Period. Oh, okay. I have no schedule right now.
Someone's cool. Gonna go, hey, Tom, man, do you want to go out to lunch tomorrow? Well, let me check my schedule.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's see. Between 7 and 7:02, I'm busy.
No, I'm free after 8:10.
So at 8:12, I'll be free.
So, Maz,
8:12, I'm home. The car's in the garage. I'm all good.
Naturally, whenever you know, we go through this problem with the podcast, I get this. Well, what's Maz doing on Wednesday that's so hard? And I'm like, I don't know what he's doing, but he can't do it
it's
Wednesday.
It's my bowling night.
Oh, you want to plug it?
It's bowling night on Wednesday. That's why I couldn't make it. You know, well,
new league.
Mingle with Maz.
Yeah, people are loving it, by the way.
So when you get a job, are you going to say, I can only work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday?
Well, you know, they're going to have to understand that I have to get out at 7 o'clock bowling.
Jay's pointing out that that's only once a month, right?
No. This is the every Wednesday
league. Oh.
This is the Wednesday. This is the Ball Busters League.
Oh. Don't fool me.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
How's it going so far?
It really is going great. People are having a great time. I got a lot more people than I thought would show up.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been great. Joey said he was going to come, but he stiffed us.
Joey stiffed you?
Yeah, Joey stiffed us.
Because he's here.
Oh, he's coaching basketball, Maz.
By the way, it was his wife's birthday last night.
Yesterday. It was?
Maz obsessed with birthdays, as always.
Wait,
has to mention at least one person's birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Michelle.
I'll piggyback.
Does Michelle ever listen to the podcast?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Okay, she might hear that.
Oh, now I feel
you
like
want to edit
jerk.
That, Jay?
Tom, who? Any other birthdays you've missed recently?
Yeah, Aunt Grace.
Who?
Aunt Grace.
Aunt Grace's birthday. It was Aunt Grace's birthday.
Oh, that reminds me, Maz. You know, it's a tough question, but people are wondering, because we've talked about it, because you weren't on for a while. How's your mom doing?
She's coming along slowly. The broken hip, you know.
That's hard.
It's a tough one, because they have a lot of steps, my parents, at their house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
In their condo. And broken hip is not a good thing with steps. So she's still in rehab right now, learning how to, you know, take steps. And my poor father is losing his mind.
Oh, because
the Costanzas need each other. You know, my dad misses getting yelled at and stuff. So I'm like, don't worry, Dad, he'll be back.
Is he having trouble at mealtime and stuff like that too?
I mean, you got to see him. I spent the week at home, as you guys know, and the guy's just walking around like in a fog. I mean, I feel horrible.
It's really sad.
But you know what? I keep telling him, Dad, you know, she's just got to get home. She's going to be fine. You got to be tough.
Who is your daddy?
Does he have trouble with the laundry and stuff like that?
No, he doesn't, but now the washing machine supposedly broke on him this week. So, yeah, now someone's going to come and rob him, of course, fixing the washing machine. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you go, Tom?
All my guys are here.
Oh.
Your guys? What, do you have a whole staff of washing machine guys?
You know, I got a staff of anything you need.
I know, you do. Actually, Maz is amazingly networked.
I need a refrigerator guy.
I got
you. He's got a hell handful.
Cool.
What's wrong with your fridge, Trudy?
My stupid ice maker doesn't...
Is it
running?
Ice makers... ice makers are a pain in the ass,
aren't
they?
They really are. It's almost like they're just, you know, they should just yank them out of refrigerators. And
yeah, someone needs to
work on that. Go to the store and buy ice?
No, it's just a separate appliance.
Are you sure there's not an ice cube stuck, Trudy? Are you sure there's not one of those little ice cubes?
No, I've checked it all. It's a Samsung, and those... apparently, they're really good at phones, but not so great at appliances.
Oh, that sucks. But they look good, right? Good-looking appliance.
It's good-looking. Yeah. This is the third one I've had of the same model, and it's always the ice maker. So
you just had some bad luck.
I have to take the hair dryer and dry it all out, you know, melt it down.
Man, is there any other troubleshooting ideas like the ice cube?
Well, I can do is
unplug it back in.
I'll send my brother-in-law Dave over there. He'll have it up and running for you.
Sweet.
Cool. Oh, nice. Nice scheduling him.
Will he charge the same thing as the guy fixing your dad's washing machine?
My brother-in-law is an ace. He'll take good care of you and hardly charge anything.
Dave.
That's cool. Yeah.
Hey Tom, I was thinking of you today. You know what today's the 10th anniversary of, right?
That would be 2006.
Yeah.
The Tigers? No.
Nope. Too late for that.
November 17th.
It's a passing. No. Bo died today, 10 years ago.
Oh, that's right. I've been reading all these.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was his birthday or not, but you're right. It was a passing.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago today. Because that's, you know, remember Ohio State, Michigan used to be played before.
I do.
Thanksgiving. Were you there or some wasn't?
I don't want to give you guys an ooh moment, but I have an ooh moment.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Well, I was working at one of the stations. It was 1270 at the time. That was prior to the ticket being born. It was 1270, the sports station, and I was doing the morning show there, and Don Shane called me from the OR, from the hospital. I think he was in the ambulance with Bo, and Don called me, and he broke the news to me, and I asked if we broke it on the air.
Wow. Don Shane was in the ambulance?
Don Shane was there, yep.
Wow.
Because he passed away at Channel 7, right?
Yep. He did it before the TV show.
They did their show together.
Yep.
They taped it on Thursday, I think, and it aired before the football
Don
game.
Don was crying, man. He was crying when he was telling me. And, of course, hit me hard, too. Obviously, I used to produce the show for him. Well,
how emotional was it, Maz?
It was very hard. And you know what? We broke the news to a lot of the Michigan players. The first guy I called was Dan Dierdorf.
Really?
I called him. Yeah, I broke the news to him. He literally had to take a break to talk to me to get through the phone call.
Wow.
Man.
So when you worked on Bo's show, you said, do you have any good stories from that?
Oh, right. Great stories. You know, he would bust Brandstatter's balls all the time. It was hilarious. But anytime you wanted a guest, even if it was like Joe Paterno or whatever, and you know you can't get through, the media relations department if you're asking for like a big-time coach to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I would say it's for Bo Schembechler, they would, hold on 1 second.
Oh, wow.
we'd get anybody on that we wanted. I mean, we had a whole slew of people on that show. Bo was a giant. He's bigger than a giant.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Do you ever bust your balls? You ever get in trouble?
Constantly.
With him? Yeah.
Constantly.
Who is worse to you, us or him?
Don't you do anything right?
And you're like, no, I don't.
That was great, man. What a great sports town we grew up in. Huh? Ernie Harwell, got to work with him. Bo Schembechler, I mean, giant.
Yep.
Wow, Maz, that's really cool. So next week, I'm thinking maybe Monday.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Wait. Let me check. Hold on.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm free.
Wednesdays are just out, though. There's just no way.
If you really want me to come on a Wednesday, I'll come. Aww. I'll go to bowling late.
Aw.
You can't go to bowling late, though. I mean, what happens if you miss a game?
Well, what time? We could tape like at 5 o'clock. Can't we do a Trudy podcast, tape at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, we could. Sure, it just depends on Jay. I mean, you know, if you want to inconvenience a few people, we could be done.
That's right.
Jay, so you can go
I'm
bowling.
Sorry, Jay, I won't inconvenience. I'm sorry, I don't want to inconvenience. Apologizing.
I mean, now, bowling comes out of a job, I would say, in some cases.
I brought cookies, too.
So.
Mass.
Which ones? Milano?
No, they're Tate's Bake Shop from Southampton, New York.
Oh, you love those Milanos, don't you, Maz?
Yeah. Love those Milanos.
They're like really crispy.
Maz, what was the most damage you've ever done in the green room on the food?
I think I did a pack of Milanos once.
Did you do a whole pack?
I think I did 3 sleeves of the 4.
That's easy.
3 sleeves. I always wonder why they package them like that. I hate that. It's like you could get so many more in there without the fucking sleeves.
I know, but it's a tease.
Yeah.
You look at it and you're like, oh, wow, I got 2 more sleeves to go. Let me do 1 more tonight and I'll save 1 for tomorrow. Before you know it, they're all done.
I love that, man. You eat them by the sleeve.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got to kill the whole sleeve. You can't
that's
leave
cool.
One lonely one in there. You
yeah.
Can't.
No, I think that's a great idea. That gives me permission to eat more Milanos than I'm usually entitled to. Thanks.
By the way, I saw your sliding picture on Twitter. A lot of people have put your baseball hokey slide there.
Yeah.
With your arms up in the air.
Oh, sweet. That's the slide, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The slide.
Yeah, it's a really close play at the plate, too.
A lot of people were making fun of the slide. I don't get it. It looked like a pretty good slide to me.
I thought it was a good slide. People, you know, they're jealous. What can I say?
They are. They're jealous.
They were playing baseball in 1979.
Yeah, they've never been on that side of the fence.
Oh. All right, Maz, we'll leave you to your Barbra Streisand picture.
Yeah.
And whatever else is going on over there.
All right, I'm going to go play some Memories right now.
Oh, God. Jesus. Is that your favorite Barbra song?
No, there's a lot better than
What's your favorite Barbra Streisand song?
Don't put me on the spot.
He's upset.
Wow.
God, he loves this woman.
He can't think straight. He's so engorged. He's going to get the candles out, get them ready to light for tomorrow morning.
Oh, God help
Set
us.
The mood.
Maz, what about Stony End? You remember that song?
I do remember that.
That was a hit. That's one of the few hits
it was.
She's
it
actually had.
It wasn't a big hit.
It was top 10.
It was a hit.
It's top 10, Maz.
What about people?
People. Yeah, people.
Who love people.
Don't forget Evergreen. Evergreen was huge.
Wait, how's Evergreen go? I know exactly what song he's talking about, too.
Thank you. I can name that tune in one hum, right?
We used it on Lion's Memories, I think. Silverdome Memories.
You're right. We sure did.
Yeah, it was very effective.
See, you didn't even know you used Babs. Babs is great.
No, she works in all football production.
Don't forget, I gave you the inside scoop of her and Andre Agassi.
Oh, I don't know
it's
about
not
that.
True.
I don't know if I buy that.
Yes, it's true. Totally true.
I don't think he'd stuff her. I really don't.
Yes, he did.
I can't see it. I don't know.
He double stuffed her.
Oh,
really?
Gross. With
DP?
Who?
Double,
yes.
Double with penetration?
Who? No, I don't know about that. Just say that.
All right, Maz, we'll see you Monday.
All right, guys.
Okay.
See you, Rudy.
Bye, Maz.
Later.
Bye. Later.
Later.
All right, the amazing
Bye-bye. Bye.
Wow. There's a session tomorrow morning.
Oh, I know. He's got a plan.
He spit it right out tomorrow morning. He's already thinking about it.
Gross. hey, every guy does it.
And after that, a sleeve of Milanos.
And before.
That's so funny. I can't get over that. I just I don't know anything that's packaged like that either. With a sleeve, no. What is that?
What do you mean? There's sleeves like
there's like a cupcake holder, like those things that go around a cupcake.
Okay,
it holds like four cookies.
Yeah,
and there's like four of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
if you didn't have the stupid
individual
sleeves, you could have like 50 cookies in there. But because there's those big sleeves,
so they're not like individually wrapped though for freshness.
No,
then what's the purpose?
To take up space.
Oh, that's dumb.
I think it's supposed to give you a dignified amount of melons.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you eat three of them, three sleeves.
Right. If you plow through all of them, you're defeating that purpose.
And then you have all the sleeves left in the bag when people
right, leave. Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
nobody throws them away.
No, I'm not going to throw them away. Why am I going to take a special trip to the garbage can? There's more cookies in there. Ridiculous. That is weird, though. When the empty sleeves are in there, what are you supposed to do? Deceptive. All right. I guess anything more for today? I think we're pretty well.
You didn't do today in rock history.
I didn't. You know, I didn't even look at it. I could look real fast.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
Today's
I
date.
I enjoy your today in rock history.
No, I like it too. I'm pissed that I forgot. Today's November
17th.
Okay. Come on.
You have a bookmarked?
I don't. I should. It's ridiculous. November 17th.
September the 11th.
17th.
John left the table early.
Oh, my God. Do we have that? You'll drink water?
I don't think we have
Rochelle
those
from,
drops.
Oprah?
Yeah. That's got to be out there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Utley was today. Remember we were talking about
that? Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that the other day, the events that surrounded your 25-year anniversary when you arrived in Detroit, and you said you went to that game. By yourself.
I did.
Parked a mile away.
Yeah, way
September
too far.
The 11th. Major fight because John left the table early.
Oh, my God. That was the greatest Oprah. Except for there's only one Oprah greater than that.
Tom Cruise.
There's two greater. There's two.
Greater than that? Let me think.
Tom Cruise is great. What about when... What's her name? From One Day at a Time went on to say that she had sex with her dad.
Oh,
regularly.
Yeah.
Oh, Mackenzie Phillips.
Mackenzie Phillips, boning her dad.
Pretty hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That was incredible.
Now, in that vein, you saw the Shelley Duvall preview on Dr. Phil.
Did she get hit by a meteorite?
And then she ate one, too. Because she's pretty big.
She is
she's a giant.
She's nuts.
Different.
She's nuts. She was telling Dr. Phil that Robin Williams is still alive. Shelley Duvall, by the way, from The Shining. And
she did look crazy back then.
Popeye, she was in the movie Popeye, so she thinks Robin Williams is still alive.
See, I
thought, Dr. Phil's
you're right.
Where's he at? And she goes, he's shape-shifting. So she thinks Robin Williams is shape-shifting.
Oh, wow.
What are you talking about?
She's
bitch?
Being chased and stalked by the Sheriff of Nottingham from Robin Hood, apparently.
Wow.
She's totally cooked out, and Dr. Phil acts like he's going to help her, like he's a real doctor.
There's some important items, first of all, in this day in history that must be covered.
Sure.
The second part of the Luke and Laura wedding on General Hospital aired
really?
In ABC on this day in 1981.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
In bad TV, it's also the anniversary of the Star Wars holiday special. Do you know what that is?
No.
Do you remember the Star Wars? I know Jay's a big Star Wars guy. Jay, do you remember the Star Wars Christmas special?
I do, buddy.
Yeah, it would just it was like a Christmas special with the Star Wars characters.
No, really?
It was awful. Yeah, you
that
can see
sounds
it on
really stupid.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
It got totally panned.
Oh yeah,
yeah, big time.
1990 on this day, David Crosby was seriously injured in a motorcycle accident. He broke his leg, ankle, and shoulder in the crash. Police say he was speeding and not wearing a helmet. Mike Utley, 91, left paralyzed after a game. That actually makes this day in history.
That was huge. That was a big deal.
Barry Bonds became the first Major League player to receive six MVP awards on this day in 2003.
Wow.
Bo Schembechler died at the age of 77. That actually made this day in history, too. And those are... Oh, 1954, Arnold Palmer began his professional golf career.
Wow.
Oh, 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane.
Huh. Wow.
How about
that's
that?
Interesting.
And also...
It's also the anniversary of I Am Not a Crook.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, Nixon saying that?
It was on the news this morning.
Oh, there's one more besides I'm Not a Crook. Was that 1972 probably or 71?
I don't remember.
That was probably 71. Because 72 he would have already been resigned because he resigned in August. God, this is a great one. The NBC cut away from the final minute of the New York Jets-Oakland Raiders game to begin a TV special, Heidi, on schedule. The Raiders came from behind to beat the Jets 43-32 with two touchdowns in the last minute.
The worst programming decision ever made in broadcasting.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, that one lives in infamy. And this day in rock.
Or putting the Magic Johnson show on. That might have been the worst decision.
God, that was so bad. Led Zeppelin 3 was at number one on the U.S. charts on this day in 1970. Then we have, what's this information here? Oh, the original cover and interior gatefold are consistent. They always give you that on this. Surreal collection of random images. Behind the front cover was a rotatable laminated card disc covered with more images, including photos of the band members, which showed through holes in the cover.
Oh, I remember that one. That was cool.
The distinctive cover is based on a suggestion of Jimmy Page's that it should resemble an old-fashioned gardening seed chart.
Oh, how ironic now that he's...
Yeah, what was the Page story?
He's in his garden all the time spying on his neighbor.
You teased it.
Yeah, he's sitting in his garden spying on his neighbor who's doing this construction that he says is making way too much noise, that it should be stopped.
Oh, come on, Paige.
He goes to watch the construction guys and sort of monitor how loud they are. And apparently he sits there so long that he falls asleep in his garden.
Oh, really? And then the people, the construction go, what's that fat Asian guy doing in Jimmy Page's backyard?
Exactly.
He takes a tape recorder, too, and records them.
Yeah.
So, what?
Yeah, apparently, it's not just a simple tape recorder either. There's a significant amount of equipment. He's measuring decibels and stuff. Isn't that
too
crazy?
Too much time on your hands, Paige.
Yeah.
I know. Get back in the studio and rock. Cat Stevens started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Catch Bullet 4.
I had that.
The title was taken from one of the 10 Bulls of Zen, a series of short poems and accompanying pictures intended
to
illustrate the stages of a Buddhist practitioner's progression towards enlightenment. Whatever.
What songs were on that?
I don't know, but that was a big album. I remember Catch Bullet 4. I just can't think of what's on there. Would it be like...
Was it Moonshadow?
Another Saturday Night? No, Moonshadow's on...
Moonshadow.
That's on another one. With
Morning
Peace Train.
Has broken.
Oh, Morning Has Broken might be on there.
Motorbone Jackin.
God, I can't think of what's on there.
Songbird Has Spoken.
Oh. Sitting is on there.
Oh, Cat Stevens. I love that song. God, that song is good.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's the first song that I heard from him that I liked. On radio, too. Radio turned me on.
Which one?
I think Sitting is the only big song on there.
No.
We could play it. We should have Mass to sing it.
Right.
He's busy right
now. Idea.
Daddy's in the bathroom.
1972, singer-songwriter Danny Whitten died of a drug overdose at age 29. He was a member of Crazy Horse, Neil Young's band.
Oh, wow.
Genesis released a double album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, their sixth studio album, the last album to feature Peter Gabriel in Genesis.
And then it was not a good band anymore.
Not really. No. Although they sold a lot of records, many feel the band was long over. 1975, Bruce Springsteen made his live debut in the UK at London's Hammersmith Odeon. That's a famous show that's actually on DVD now. And a really amazing performance by Bruce. Fun to look back at. The set list included Thunder Road, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, Born to Run, the E Street Shuffle, Jungle Land, 4th of July, Asbury Park, Detroit Medley for You, and Quarter to Three.
Cool.
Richard Hell and the Voidoids made their debut at CBGB's in 76 on this day. R.E.M. made their first appearance outside the U.S. when they appeared on Channel 4 UK TV show The Tube as alternative music makes its way to the U.K. Nirvana recorded their Unplugged special on this day in 1993 at Sony Studios.
Sweet.
That was really good, wasn't it?
Phenomenal.
Lake of Fire?
Yep.
Yeah, Lake of Fire's on there.
The real good one's the old blues song they covered. Where Do You Sleep?
Mary.
Yeah.
All we are. Sing that song.
That song.
Lithium.
Lithium. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's Lithium. Wait, Lithium's a screamy one, isn't it?
I don't know, but you probably don't remember this. But we went on a flyaway to Chicago with Riff.
Yes.
With God, who else was with us? Anyway, we stopped at a bar. And you played that on the jukebox.
I played Lithium?
Yeah.
I love that song. I absolutely love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
In the Pines, that's what it is. I love this song.
The same day Nirvana was recording Unplugged, Eddie Vedder was arrested in New Orleans for disturbing the peace after a fight broke out in a bar.
Wah.
2001 Britney Spears. God, there's a lot of great songs on this, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
2001 Britney Spears scored her second U.S. number one album with Britney. The album's success made her the first female artist in music history to have her first three albums debut at number one. Wow, she must have been really good. Jesus. Following allegations of sexual abuse of a 12-year-old boy, police raided Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch on this day in 2003.
Jeez.
Jackson denied the allegations. Woo! And looks like that's the end of today in history.
Wow,
rock and roll history.
It's packed.
Did it say when this did this air like right after it, this unplugged? I mean, how long? I don't know, what does it matter?
Oh, you mean from when they recorded to when they aired it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
I think there's about a 3-week difference.
I feel like I remember when it aired, but I'm trying to put my place where I was. Not that it matters.
Rocking.
Yeah, right.
So they taped it on. They taped it today, but did it air the same day? It probably didn't. Does it say, Jay?
Oh, I wouldn't think so, because there's a lot of stuff that didn't make this show that they cut out.
Oh, songs that didn't make it?
I remember everybody was like, who's that guy? Because Pat Smear's out
there.
Oh,
right. It's on the side playing.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks to everybody for participating and listening. We had a real good audience action this week. We had 25,000 people on Tuesday.
Wow, really?
Yeah. That's really one of the bigger days we've had that we can measure. Because we do have some people that are on sites that don't link, and wish they'd go to Stitcher and check us out, or iTunes, or the website, but whatever. We had over 10,000 on the, what do you call it, the burner?
The feed burner.
The feed burner, yeah. And then 15,000 on the website. Well, more than, so.
15,000 on the website?
15,000 on the website,
just
yeah.
Just up, brand
that's,
new.
That's a big day.
Do you want to know where the website ranks worldwide? I was looking at that early today.
I don't know. That's going to be a bummer, isn't it?
Well, it was like 150,000th. I don't know. I think that's pretty
good.
But we
could move up to like 130,000th probably.
Trust
really
me,
fast.
I checked some other local-esque websites, and it's not doing too bad. Actually, it's doing a lot better than a lot of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. Thank you.
I don't know how much activity we have outside of the show, too. I mean, there's reasons to go to our site, like to donate money.
Yeah.
Please, please keep donating. We've got about, I think we got about 3 or 4% now of the audience, which is good. We're shooting for 10 to 15.
We're getting close to our $7 million goal.
Yes, putting Charlotte through college and Jay's two kids and Joey's future kids. Oh, and Joey's in college, too.
You got to have a kid now just so we can put him through college and get more donations.
We got to hide the money somewhere.
And Tom's three kids.
Oh, that'd be nice. So yeah, we're getting there. You know, it's been steady though. It hasn't reached a point where it just dies off and you go, oh my god, it's over. I'm sure we'll have that day. What's that, Jay?
I was gonna say donating to Maz's tissue.
Gross.
For
Streisand.
Oh man, that's gonna put an end to donations. If anything will, that'll be it.
Milano cookies in.
Yeah, there you go. You can leave a comment, too, when you donate. And believe me, we read them all. They're quite funny. Especially the guy that said, save this money for when you call 1-800 make out with a guy.
Man, we have a lot of drops to add, that's for sure. You guys, how many people talk in drops? It's incredible.
Joe, you got to put a picture of the drop book up on the social media. I brought the drop of the old drop book in from pre-sorting days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
You sounded really interested.
You know, I told Joey that he was doing that that MO thing, you know, like where he goes it is
you say
it, oh yeah, how you say, and he goes, I didn't even know I was doing that. And I was like, no, that's MO. No idea. I mean, he's grown up with all of this. This culture is like,
it's ingrained.
Yeah, it totally is woven into everybody's
good
fabric. So
yeah, it was it was really more of, I just sort of saw it as a date, like maybe when we just, we'll do podcasts until the 25 years and we'll celebrate 25 years just to have something to talk about.
25 more years.
But it ended up being, it was pretty cool actually, you know, between Zip and TC and Mickey and Skin, I mean, they were all fantastic. That guy, we had so much response to TC and to Zip just because those guys hadn't been heard in so long, particularly.
We can do it all again on Trudy's 25th day, which is what, December 5th?
January.
Oh, yeah, January?
Say January?
It's in January. It's
okay.
After the first of the year. I'm going to, you know what, I'll look it up. I'm really...
Well, my 20th is January 2nd.
Is WCSX doing something for your 25th anniversary, Trudy?
No.
I don't know, unless it's a surprise.
They should be.
That was an
Maybe
old
it's
company.
A surprise. That's right. I never, never got there.
We never did anything on our 20th anniversary. We did nothing.
Oh, I know.
Which is really stupid. I mean, it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Oh, at least you got the 25th, man. That was it was a riot listening to that stuff. And Mickey yesterday, hilarious.
Mickey was great, too. So great. He really was. Yeah. I was supposed to call him, and I forgot this morning, but I will get around to that. And Zip and I have been in contact ever since. I've been texting back and forth. We're having fun. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's been cool. Anyway, thanks to everybody. Thanks for donating, and keep it coming. If you haven't donated yet and you can and you want to keep listening to the podcast, please do. We need more help. I don't want to make a big to-do about it, but you're doing a good job so far. That's all I can say, and doing it graciously. People are actually emailing in and thanking us for the show as they announce that they've given us $100 or something, or $50 or $20. I've never heard of thanking people when you give them money. Pretty sweet. Yeah. So, yeah, you are appreciated. Thank you. And we'll see you probably Sunday night. I haven't talked to Charlie yet. I don't know what's going on tomorrow. We'll put it up. You'll know. Either way. So we'll see ya and see Trudy on WCSX 94.7 tomorrow. She won't be there, so enjoy Jim. Enjoy Trudy on Monday. You're there next week, right?
Yes.
Enjoy Trudy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Yeah.
Not Friday, though,
Thursday,
right?
Not Friday.
Okay, cool.
Noosa.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Thanks again. We'll see you soon.